Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go on, I want to remember for a moment five brave FBI agents who were shot in Sunrise, Florida yesterday. Two were killed, murdered. The other three are badly wounded. And, you know, frequently on radio and everything else, we speak very properly about terrible things involving law enforcement that happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd and others around the country. But the fact is that 99% of law enforcement are honorable, good people in a dangerous job. And what happened in Sunrise is five of them go to serve a warrant on a guy who is accused of child pornography and of injuring kids. And they get there and they announce themselves. He doesn't open the door and they push it open and he opens fire, kills two of them, wounds three more. They are heroes, and we do remember them and thank them for their service. Something like that happened in Milwaukee several years ago. Several officers go to serve a warrant, and they open the door. No one answers, and as they walk up the stairs, there's a guy hiding under a bunch of what looks like laundry, and he pops out and kills one of them. That's happened. Another time, they knock on the door, and somebody shoots through the door and kills him. This is very dangerous work. It's essential work. So we do recognize all those officers and thank the FBI agents for their heroic sacrifice that they made in Sunrise, Florida yesterday. Now, I want to go back. There's a lot going on in Washington right now, and especially with regard to this insurrection impeachment. And this is a tremendous story that broke. You remember that Trump couldn't get any mainstream lawyers to represent him in the conviction phase of this impeachment. So he settled on Butch Bowers, Butch Bowers of South Carolina, not the most experienced in this. But and then he and Butch parted ways over the weekend, and he came in with David Shane, who's a guy whose experience is in representing organized crime. We know all that, but it turns out that the reason given initially was only part of the reason. The reason given for the change initially was that Trump wanted to argue almost exclusively that the election was fraudulent. And Butch Bowers said to him, you know, well, first of all, it wasn't fraudulent. And secondly, if you do that, it's going nowhere. You've got to use other arguments like you shouldn't impeach somebody who's not in office anymore, even though that's not constitutionally sound either. But no, it turned out very interesting that once again, Trump didn't want to pay legal fees. He didn't want to pay legal fees. Originally, he decided that he'd pay $250,000. And Butch Bowers said, well, we have other lawyers working. We're going to do research. There's going to be experts helping us. And the total fee is going to be $3 million. Now, Trump says he's a billionaire, right? Well, he's not a billionaire. What he is he owes $400 million or more to the commie Ruskies, at least guaranteed by them. And he stiffs people. This is a guy, Trump, and this is terrible, but when he built his casinos, he would go to these people and say, okay, help me build a casino, do this, do that, and they quote a price. One poor guy for his Atlantic City casino, he goes, I'd like you to buy me pianos for each of the suites. So let's say, and I'm just making this up, I don't know how many pianos there were. Let's say there were 20 of them. And let's say they each cost $5,000. That's totally hypothetical. I do not know the exact numbers, but it's something like that. So the guy says, great. So he goes out and he gets the 20 pianos. They stick them in the room and then he marks them up by 10% to have his cut. So he charges Trump something like $110,000. Trump says, I'm not paying. And he says, well, you got to pay me. I paid for this myself up front. You got to give me, well, I'll tell you what, just give me the $100,000 I paid. No, I'm not going to do that. I'll give you $50,000. I'll give you half of what you paid. The guy said, well, I'll sue you. Trump said, go ahead. You'll pay a lawyer more than $50,000 to win. And he screwed the guy down so that the guy basically had to take less money than he himself had paid out of pocket. He did that to a lot of people. He's cheap and he's crooked. And a lot of people early on were saying, in your other impeachment trial and all these other investigations, why didn't you have the best law firms in Washington, D.C. and New York? Why didn't you have the top of the cream of the top, the people that used to be the top criminal litigators in the country? And the answer was, he wouldn't pay. They knew he wouldn't pay because he'd stiff so many people. They told him he had to be paid in advance. He said, no, I won't be paid in advance. So now he stiffs Butch Bowers. He's going to stiff Butch. Well, Butch said, no, I'm not laying all this money out for all these people to have you stiff me, so you're not getting it. That is really a major point of what occurred. The other point is very likely true also, which is that Trump shot his mouth off and wanted to control the defense and have Butch get up and mouth his stuff about fraud and Dominion. And Bush wasn't willing to do that. He's a lawyer. He's a good lawyer. He's not an experienced lawyer at impeachment law, but he knows what's going on. There are a lot of guys like that in Milwaukee and women. And they're not going to have clients make them make arguments that are stupid, that they're dumb. But that's what happened. And that is the story behind the breakup with Butch Bowers. The other thing that's part of that is, you may remember Trump, right after November 3rd, kept going, there was fraud, it was stolen, send me money, all these emails, $5, $10, $20, send me money for my defense so that I can correct the fraud. He got $270 million, over $250 million. Now, some of it was involved in the fundraising, some of it went to the Republican Party, but there's still $170 million left. And he has almost $100 million in his own pack alone that he got out of that. The purpose of all that fraud stuff was to get money so he could lie in the weeds and have a political account, cause trouble the next 4 years, and maybe run again in 2024. So there you have it. And he didn't use that money to defend himself in this impeachment, which was part of the deal that people thought they were giving money for. This is something that he just wants to hold on to, and he wanted to stiff Butch. He wanted to stiff Butch. One other distant early warning signal I want to put on everybody's radar. It's premature, but you hear things on this show a lot in advance that you're ever going to hear them anywhere else. I told you earlier in the show that Senator Manchin of West Virginia and Senator Sinema of Arizona, both in red states, are going to have very difficult reelection campaigns, are suggesting anyway, Manchin explicitly, Sinema obliquely, that they want a bipartisan bill that gives them cover on COVID relief, the 1.9. But they're not going to get a bipartisan bill at 1.9. And so if the Dems, this is the dilemma, don't give on some things, instead of 50 votes, we'll have 48 votes, and there'll be 52 on the other side. Or even if Manchin and Sinema sit it out, it'll be 50-48. Kamala Harris doesn't come in to break a tie. And that's what we're looking at. That's where Biden's expertise as a legislative leader for so many years comes into play. Because he'd been in the Senate since 1972. That's a long time ago. It's a long, long time ago. Well, right now, the far left of our party, the squad types, working family party types, are already raising the prospect of running candidates in primaries against Manchin and Sinema the next time they're up. That is a big mistake, a big, big mistake. That worked in New York. It worked that AOC beat Joe Crowley, who was a mainstream Democrat. I was a supporter of Joe Crowley. He was a great congressman, and he would have been a great speaker. He was in line after Nancy Pelosi to be the next speaker. And they managed to elect Ayanna Pressley in Massachusetts against Caputo, who is a great mainstream Democrat. And Jamal, the guy in New York City, part of the Bronx, guy up in Westchester, all these people came in. And you can do that in New York. You can't do that in West Virginia, in Arizona. You're not going to put somebody up, bump off an incumbent Democrat in a primary and expect them to win statewide. That is just plain, flat out wrong. So I'm going to admonish, and I'm going to tell, it's my opinion, but it's also the opinion of a lot of mainstream Democrats in this country, and not just me, that that wing of our party should not be running people and trying to weaken them so that those states go back Republican in the Senate. We do not want that. It's stupid. And this idea of purity somehow being the driving force is wrong. And that, you've heard it here, and it may not come to fruition. And it may be that Biden will work his magic with Manchin and Sinema, or work his magic with a couple of Republicans like Murkowski, Mitt Romney, Collins, get a couple of other votes and make it bipartisan, which would ease the pain for Manchin and Sinema. We will see. We will see. But that is lurking on the horizon, and it's potentially very dangerous. Okay, Lloyd Austin. I'm liking him a lot. Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense. You know what he did? He's no nonsense. This guy's a general. This guy was in charge of all our military forces in the Middle East, which right now is the war zone. Obviously, Afghanistan too, but I'm talking Iraq, Iran, Syria, the whole schmear. He doesn't mess around. He got in and he immediately fired all of the advisory boards, the Secretary of Defense, that were packed with Trump moles, trolls, and sleeper cells. 31 defense advisory boards out. And there are a number of other moles, trolls, sleeper cells that were up for confirmation but hadn't been confirmed for other positions that Trump had put in a day or two, in some cases, before he got out of office. Lloyd Austin came in and said, out, out you go. He cleaned house. He knew the moles. He knew the trolls. He knew what to do. So here's a shout out to Lloyd Austin. General Austin, great Secretary of Defense. He's on the right track. He's going to mold his own Defense Department. It's the Biden Defense Department of professionals, honest people who don't kowtow to the commie Ruskies and don't kowtow to Saudi Arabia. They're going to represent America. We're coming to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.